ABC on CW contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
My name is Oliver Queen.
You died. I went to your funeral.
The city needs saving.
What happened to you? The right to remain silent.
I'm not a cop anymore.
I'm from the future.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive.
Supergirl.
You people become a team.
Hey, cuz.
It's good to see you.
This looks like a job for the both of us.
Absolutely. Heroes. You're legends. You have failed this city.
Hello and welcome. You are listening to DC on CW Supergirl Edition on Rain Man Digital. If you're listening from your desktop, you can take us mobile by downloading the Rain Man Digital app. It's available in the iTunes App Store and Google Play. Simply search Rain Man Digital. All right, so there are not really any newsworthy stories this week. So myself, Lauren Alexander, Nicole,
what's up?
And Bobby.
Hello, hello.
Are gonna just get right on into stuff today.
Yeah, no wasting time here.
Yeah, next week, Bob mentioned the upfronts are going to be coming out, so we should have a better idea of how next season is going to work.
Yeah, hopefully they give us some dates and how the schedule's actually going to be better instead of us recording into June.
That sure That'd would be nice.
Not like we plan anything in the summer.
But like, we have lives. We're people. Mm-hmm. We go on vacation, you know. Yeah. All right. So
try to plan it on the off days.
Yeah, I do my best, but here we are. So Supergirl season 3, episode 18, Trinity. We've got, what, 5 episodes left now?
I believe so.
Yeah, 23 is what we're ending on. So the team comes face to face with each other and the World Killers. This episode was directed by Caitlin Parrish and Erica Weiss, whatever. And the story was by Jessica Queller, and Caitlin Parrish and Derek Simon did the teleplay.
Caitlin Parrish seems like she's just getting, like, too much credit here.
She was one of the people, I watched the inside the episode, and she was one of the two people. I think it was, who else was it? It wasn't Roberto Aguirre-Sacasa. It was someone else. At least I think. Yeah, it was her and a guy, and they were talking about the episode and talking about how it was such an unorthodox Supergirl plot and episode, and whoa.
Yeah.
That was a great moan. He's like, yeah, okay.
Unusual for Supergirl, pretty regular for Arrow.
I don't know how I feel about this whole episode, and there may have been a couple times where I wanted to just smack some of the characters, so here we are.
Yeah, well, you'll have 45 to probably an hour to get all that frustration out. I think that's the beautiful thing about doing shows sometimes, is we can yell into a microphone if we're angry about stuff, or blow whoever we want to in front of everybody.
We can... Nope, not going to repeat that. So, perfect. So, I mean, I'm fine with how this episode was, with it being like a one-off sort of thing, or like an uncommon thing. Fine.
It better stay uncommon.
Exactly. That's what I was saying to Bob before the show. I was just like, you know what? I'm cool with it. If it stays uncommon, we're good.
Yeah, we knew
if it doesn't,
Yeah, we knew it was going to come to a head. Yeah. I just don't know if I like the way it kind of came.
I don't like that. It's everywhere. It got in my eye.
Be respectful.
Yeah, honestly, I have a show to go to later.
There's other people in the room.
Ooh.
What?
What?
All right. So this week, the whole web of lies starts to unravel. The team deals with Lena and her helping Sam, and she's basically on trial when we start off the episode.
Seriously?
Which I don't appreciate.
I know. That's it. Like, it started off just angry for me. Like, why are you doing this to your friend?
Okay, also, though, to be fair, the thing that made me kind of snap out of that anger initially was realizing that they do have a job to do as the DEO, and they were recording that conversation. So they were clearly making a statement, like, on the record for the DEO. So, like...
True, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't, like...
I'll allow it.
They weren't accusing her or, like, putting her in a cell, you know what I mean? They were just saying, okay, so what happened? State everything that went on, and that's the last of the kryptonite? Like, you were sure?
Positive? Surely positive?
Yeah. So... Yeah. I mean, I was really mad at first, and then I realized that they were recording that conversation and that they do have a job to do for the DEO, and they constantly kind of like get away with doing little things that they probably shouldn't. I think just the anger from the episode where Mern had his like telepathic freak out thing or like psychokinetic freak out, and like everyone went kind of mad and crazy and aggro. That like, I don't know, tech dude that got mad at Wynn, he's like, you just do whatever you want and it's totally fine. I feel like that's probably true for all of them. They just kind of do what they want a lot of the time, and eventually there's probably going to come a point where they're like, guys, we do still have rules. We are a government agency.
We're not a frat house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very true.
But I have to say, I'm totally on Lena's side. And I feel like I wish Supergirl had come around sooner in this episode. You know, because Lena I'm blending words together today. I'm just trying to save time, trying to get through this show. Okay, so... I don't know whose side each of you guys are on. I feel like it's probably all Lena for us. But let's hear both sides just for, I don't know, clarity's sake. Mm-hmm. Lena, she was helping a friend with something that was absolutely unmanageable on her own, that she didn't even know what was going on with her. And she knew that if she exposed Sam as Rain to the DEO, they would just take her and she would be surrounded by people she didn't know, and she would be poked and prodded and experimented on and this and that and whatever. You know, they would treat her like a criminal when she could tell that it wasn't Sam that was committing anything that Rain was doing. It was a total flip being switched. And switch being flipped? Listen... Words are hard today. What's happening? How are you guys doing?
Wonderful.
Well,
I don't even know if you said that one backwards.
I did. I said flip being switched.
Yeah. She said it backwards.
And what? Then my hearing. My ear. Oh, my
God. Oh, God. That's affecting everyone. We are doomed.
Talk about an infection going on.
There has been a viral outbreak here in Rain Man Studios. We are suffering from a degenerative
foot
disease.
And mouth disease.
Yeah. It only gets worse as time goes on.
It really does.
Red leather, yellow leather. All right. So, I was trying to say that there's a switch that was just completely flipped. And it goes from Sam to Rain, and it's an entirely different person with entirely different motivations and lack of empathy and murderous intent.
She said like the lack of trust for the DEO.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the secret government organization that is not so secret.
Right.
That was the best line of the episode for me.
The secret organization that everyone knows about. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Huh, weird.
Hmm.
And Lena also still doesn't know Kara is Supergirl. Now, for a woman as intelligent and calculating and just with it as Lena, how does she still not know? Like, I have to believe that it is wishful thinking, like blissful, willing ignorance, you know?
Yeah.
I
half expected her during one of the conversations to be like, it's all right, Kara.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was, I'm like, she's going to say it. Like, I know it.
It would be perfect. Just the perfect reveal. And Kara being like, what?
You have secrets too, Kara.
Yeah. Just something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, bitch.
Do you think it would have been any different if, like, it was out and she was known that her bestie, you know, one of the little four drinking sisters is, you know, Supergirl?
Yeah, I think it would have been different. I think Lena actually would have gone to Kara if she knew.
Yeah.
I thought that at the beginning, too, but she knows Alex kind of has some kind of background, medical, you know, tried to help her out, friends with her, cares about Ruby.
Yeah, but she doesn't have experience with that sort of stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
I in my head, I was just playing it up like, I think I would bring in as many minds as I could to try to figure it out.
You're also not like super villain level, like
I don't have
genius.
I don't have that last name either.
Yeah, exactly.
That's stalking me.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I don't blame Lena for keeping the secrets that she keeps or for keeping her little vault secret and whatever, because you know what? The more people that know what's in there, the more people are going to try and steal it and use it for bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or evil. But it absolutely speaks to her character that she could have all of Lex's like shitty supervillain toys and never use any of them or have a desire to.
Yeah, the one time she brings it out in all these years is for good.
Yeah, yeah. To try and help her friend. And all she does is get shit on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To be fair, let's talk about Supergirl and her side of this. She is worried about Lena having kryptonite, which I get. That's the one thing in the world that can really like stop her and kill her. It's dangerous to be out in the world, to have out in the world and to not have control over. To make the statements that Kara made about Lena and her last name and her being a Luther when she knows Lena, like right. She as Kara and with all of Kara's thoughts and feelings and memories and experiences with Lena, like.
Yeah, she's not Rain.
How are you going to say that to her?
Seriously. And that's what was pissing me off.
It was a side of Supergirl that I thought we would never see. Like, it was so arrogant and, like, it seemed to be about her for the first time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, well, why are you doing this? How can you hide this? Is that it? You know, me. And I was like, I've never thought I'd see this side of, you know, what was this cheerful hero? And it wasn't even like it was worrying about her friend. Know Sam or even the World Killers of, hey, maybe that kryptonite can help us, or you know, since they are made in Krypton.
Yeah,
you know, there was none of that going on, and maybe that's the end game goal here, is we find out that she ends up being the hero because she can manufacture kryptonite to keep them at bay.
Yeah, but I honestly didn't like Kara this episode,
not at all.
Mm-mm. I was getting real annoyed, and then she goes and sends fucking Jimmy to go investigate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, I mean, at least Jimmy confessed afterward, but.
So.
Could you do that to somebody that, like, oh, I need you to go look at, like, Nicole, I need you to go home and dig through Steve's stuff. And tell me if he's hiding this from me.
I would say no.
Right? Yeah. Like, right off the bat. There would be
I would outright say no. I'm sorry, but no. If you have a trust issue with her, you need to go figure it out with her.
Exactly.
Don't put my shit at risk.
And like,
I'm a little upset that Jimmy didn't do that.
Like, step up right away.
Yeah.
Because he just lied.
He totally lied. Well, and so did she.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end conversation, she's like, yeah, everything's good. And then she finds out through Jimmy that Supergirl sent him.
Yeah.
So,
the Kreisberg effect.
It's the Kreisberg effect.
Well, that's the thing.
All of a sudden, our show is being tainted by lies and secrets.
All of them.
On a level that we've never seen. People have had secrets before. They've had little lies before. But it was always about, like...
This was an episode built on lies.
Yeah. They were always like little lies that you can forgive or that you kind of saw was a lie. And you still, you know, you were like, all right, this person's going through something. Let me let them work past it, work through it. And then they'll come clean and I'll go, I know, like, come on, like here. I don't understand.
This seemed to be out of like left field. Well, the Supergirl change.
That and I would have thought my personal relationship, even though this was a DEO thing and maybe she had kryptonite, but you know a person, she knows her on a different level than just somebody running a company that happens to have that last name and have kryptonite. You know, they have dinners together. They hang out. They're like, you know, again, their own little like she-wolf pack there where they all get together and they should care about it. And it was just weird. It was almost like she was in that rain mode to where if I have this uniform on, I am this person. I am not, you know, Kara Danvers anymore. I am Supergirl. And this week is where they finally lost that like bound where they were the same person for like the longest time, the where you saw, you know, those good things happen for Supergirl and her, and you saw it as one person. This was like a weird just switch for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't really buying it and wasn't liking it.
Lena's one of Kara's best friends. You have every sense of her morality as a human being. And I mean, I get being concerned or scared or whatever that there's kryptonite. But at the same time, like,
benefit of the doubt.
If she says she doesn't have any more, she doesn't have any more. Now, to play devil's advocate there, she did lie and say that, you know, it was the last of Lex's stash, but she knows how to make it.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I used my high school life to my dad. I never lied. I always told half truths.
Yeah.
Like, did you do? No, I didn't.
It's all gone.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
There's no more.
No more. Yeah. I mean, I can't get
and
more.
And then when she gets called out on it, it's like, well, you didn't ask that question.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't ask if I knew how to make more.
Yeah.
You only asked if there were more.
That all you're
at this time, no.
Yeah.
So.
Did you drink last night? No, I drank yesterday during the day.
God damn it.
Specifics, technicalities, come on.
I'm a little conflicted. I'm mostly on Lena's side because I trust her and her motivations.
Well, yeah, and I am too, because I just feel like their lies have been going on a lot longer. And when you have like, if you're the one person that doesn't know
all of the things,
all of the things out of the group of friends. You know, because we're going to go with the friends term because they do all the shit together. Yeah. One of them is dating her. I just, that's where it throws me off. It's just like,
they're all at least friendly acquaintances.
Yeah. You don't want to be that one person out of the group that close that doesn't know what the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel bad for her because I would never want to be in that situation where everybody knew something was going on.
No.
You know, or
no,
some
I
secret.
Hate that situation.
You know, that, you know, whether it's good or bad.
It's so isolating.
You're just like, all right, I'm alone. Like, I'm with a group of people, but I'm fucking alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I feel like she's going through right now, is just being by herself when there's all these loved, quote unquote, loved ones around.
She's got to know that Kara's Supergirl.
I mean, come on. They have the same damn hair.
I feel like same she's got to know. I feel like when Kara finally comes clean, Lena's going to say, I know.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
But it wasn't my. But that was your secret to decide when you were going to let me in on.
It's like outing a gay guy.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, I'm not here to tell everybody you're gay, but I know you're gay.
And I'm not here to tell you what you are.
Yeah.
You know? Just because I know doesn't mean that you're ready to tell me.
Yeah.
Which is exactly how she handled the thing with Alex. You know, she just. When Alex was like, hey, how come you didn't tell me all of this stuff? And she was like, well, how come you never told me you were DEO? You knew.
Bam.
Yeah, I knew.
But
mic drop.
Yeah. But it wasn't my secret.
It's not my
to expose.
It's not me to tell.
Mm-hmm.
If your life is not at risk, it's not for me to tell other people.
Now,
if your life's at risk and I think something's going wrong or you're going down and you're one of my friends, I'm probably going to tell other people for support. But,
I identify with Lena so hard in that way. Like, listen, I'm going to look into things. I'm going to find stuff out. I'm going to know it. Am I going to confront you about it? Maybe not. Not if it's not important. Not if it's not like, you know, friendship threatening or like threatening to someone else or yourself or, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. If you want to tell me, you can tell me. If not, I'll never bring it up. Totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. If you want to let me in on stuff, I want to be there for you. If you don't, I'm not going to hold it against you. But if I know stuff, great. Like, I'm just not going to spread it around. So I don't know. I just don't know. I guess the thing that I can't wrap my head around is if you're going to tell James that you know how to make kryptonite
and
you know his relationship with Clark
and
Kara. And Supergirl, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that kind of comes up to what I just talked about, is that if somebody, your friend's life's at risk because of something you know, you have to tell them, right?
Right. And honestly, I feel like you don't want a lot of people to know, because then that puts you in danger or puts that information
that
in danger. That would have
been my
torture.
Reaction if I was Jimmy. Oh, don't put that shit on me.
Yeah, now I know.
God damn it. Why'd you have to tell me that? Now I have to go tell Clark. Fuck.
But on the other hand, you know, I mean, the DEO should know that she knows how. And as long as she's not fucking making any, I understand her not wanting a government agency breathing down her back to like, oh, we're going to keep tabs on you because you know how to make this stuff. But at the same time, you know, shouldn't you let them know? I feel like she would speak up if it was necessary. If they needed it, she would say, hey, I can make you some. Sorry, I never told you. The more I talk about it, the more I side with Lena. So here we are. Now I kind of get that. You know, who knows what the DEO would do if they found out that she knew how to make it.
Yeah, I have no idea what they would do. They'd probably overreact because they do. Well, at least Supergirl would.
Yeah.
So that's probably why she's not bringing it up to Supergirl. And I can kind of understand that, especially after what she just went through at the DEO,
mm-hmm.
where Supergirl was essentially interrogating her like she had committed some awful crime. So I can understand that. Yeah, I think I side with Lena on this.
So, okay. So
for the most part.
I know that we've already said it like twice, maybe three times, whatever. But Lena has to know that Kara's Supergirl, especially after James outed himself as the Guardian. So Kara's sister is at the DEO working with Supergirl. James Olsen is the Guardian and also like super buds with Kara. And he is best friends with Superman and like, okay, great. Wynn works at the DEO and with Supergirl is actually Kara's like best friend or was. And then Kara just doesn't go to the DEO. She just goes to work at Catco.
Hasn't written a story in months.
Yeah.
But they kind of sound the same and their hair's the same color and like they both have a scar on their face.
Yeah. Come and on. Like, she is always with the same group of people. Mm-hmm. Like, they start to look like an ensemble. And, like, you know, you just take off the glasses. Like, you have to know. She has to know.
Yeah, for someone that intelligent, like, how can you not know?
Because, like, James not being Guardian, whatever. James just being James, totally fine. Okay. So, Wynn and Alex happen to work at the DEO with Supergirl. And, of course, it you know, it makes sense that Alex being Kara's sister, Kara knows Supergirl, blah, blah, blah. Like, okay, fine. But like now with James, that's like the final nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
She's gotta know. Yeah. All right.
Gotta know.
Well, let's dwell on that for a minute. And in the meantime, let's take a quick break.
I love it.
Are you crying?
No.
DC on CW. We'll be right back.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
But what he did was he put his fist up in the air and started screaming uncontrollably.
No joke.
Like a child?
Yes.
Like a child.
How old was this guy?
Like if
he was probably 30 years
he's
old.
He's my age.
Yeah.
He screamed like Chris Evans actually showed up in the action. Like if Chris Evans actually showed up in the theater, dude. Like that is not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
And then when Thor shows up.
Holy shit.
And yay. Yeah, I expect nonsense like this during regular screenings. Yeah.
Yes. When I saw Fate of the Furious, I
not
expect
professional
that.
Industry event.
Like a red carpet premiere.
This is the kind of excitement you have, Thomas, when you fucking have sex.
That sex sound right there.
Yeah.
Like you have the best sex of your life.
Chicken, seriously.
The best sex of your life deserves maybe half that.
All right. Yeah. The first time I had sex with Maggie.
For more Rain Man, visit rainmanshow.com.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, DEAL30, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her,
ooh,
and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And for your viewing pleasure, 6 free spicy movies on DVD, plus
free shipping.
Always sent in discreet packaging. So go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off plus 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code DEAL30. Again, that's DEAL30, because without it, no free stuff. That's DEAL30 at adamandeve.com.
Hey guys, did you know that Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service? That's right, besides the weekly free broadcasts, Rain Man Digital now offers a premium service, and when you pledge to our Patreon page, you automatically become a subscriber. So it's easy. The premium service includes video content plus additional exclusive shows like Star Trek from the Holodeck, Comic Book Chaos, DC on CW, Supernatural, The Crossroads, and more. So head over to patreon.com/rainmandigital and sign up today.
Yeah, I think we're actually going to have like a Jerry's Kids telethon to get our Patreon here up, so look forward to that coming.
Oh boy.
So all the people will be coming in, and we need money to help run the network, and we're getting close to our first goal. So we're gonna kind of push out new tiers coming up in the next couple weeks.
It's Weird West Sunday.
Do I think it's a Weird West? No, but I think it's a Western with a lot of symbolism in it. And I think any traditional Western fan's going to really, really enjoy it. And they're going to enjoy the journey.
I would say it leans more to the traditional side with a psychedelic twist due in part to the absinthe-induced dream. Now, let's say the dream was caused by a spell, a magical spell, or the dream was caused by some weird, you know, let's say ambiguous omen that was instilling dreams in this kid's brain, then yes, I'd say this is definitely a Weird West. But because it was done through alcohol.
Catch up on your favorite Weird West discussions from Mike and Clint every Sunday on Rain Man Channel 001. Listen from the Rain Man digital app or tune in. Just search RM Channel 001.
You're listening to Rain Man Digital's DC on CW.
You may run for a long time, run on for a long time.
Alrighty, we are back. Let's talk about the World Killers, because they are here. Brainy sends the trio of ladies to Juru, the foresty place, dark, spooky forest place. Realm of Doom.
The scary place.
The scary place.
I like to call it the Nightmare on Elm Street place, because that's all it reminds me of. It's the sleep world.
Right. Okay, so three world killers. Two of them still have a human side fighting to stay alive.
That newest one just said, I don't give a fuck.
No, Pestilence is a bad bitch. We don't want her. She is cool as hell. I'm sad she was only in like an episode and a half. Yeah. But
I wanted more.
The other two trying to hold on to their humanity. They're like, this is cool.
All right.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. This did not go how I expected it to.
No, not at all.
So let's talk first about the world killers that are trying to keep it together and trying to stay human. We've got Purity and Rain. So Sam and Julia, they're trying to stay human. They are trying, they're losing themselves in this world. And I didn't really think that that was something that was going to happen, but Julia just couldn't remember her name. She couldn't remember like anything. It took her a moment to remember what her parents looked like.
Oh yeah. And they were believable as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh just my God.
Freaking out, scratching shit into the walls and stuff.
Yeah. Remember, remember. I was like, oh yeah, remember, please remember.
Remember who you are.
Yeah.
Mufasa up in there.
So Grace was a little bitch because she just like, I'm out, I'm done,
bye,
I can't do this.
Give in. Yeah, but those two actresses, like, they deserve an award after that. Damn.
Julia's been in there for a while, so she's a tough lady because she's been putting up with all of those like demons and stuff for a while, because Purity's been Purity for like at least a couple weeks, and Sam started forgetting things within, I think, a few hours, maybe like a day or two.
But I think it was because the way they, like, in the real world, they were, like, connected and, like, using their powers to try and get those two to give in, I think. So it was, like, causing them to deteriorate faster.
Probably true.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
Yeah, so but I think they were trying to, like, essentially, quote-unquote, absorb them faster or whatever.
In any event, though, I still stand by my statement about Julia because Purity has been in like Purity mode for weeks at least, right? So, but Sam is only ever in there for maybe a day or so, usually. I think she lost a couple days once. Like she lost like 3 days. She lost the weekend, you know?
Weekend binge.
But
we've all lost weekends.
Oh boy, have we? I have not. don't know what you're talking about. So yeah, I still stand by my statement. Julia's been stuck in that Juru hell forest for quite a while, and she's sticking it out. Now we get to the location, the Fortress of Bitchitude, right? That's what we're calling it.
Yes, Fortress of Bitchitude.
That sounds like the new like She Authority shirt,
right? So
perfect.
Kara and the others get there, and I was kind of surprised at I don't know, like Lena was kind of fighting, but not like super fighting, but she was still like not a detriment. Which is not what I expected.
And also quite surprising considering these boss ass bitches over here have like the power to kill an entire world, and she kind of held her own.
Yeah, I think she was the annoying gnat, just kind of like,
yeah, so
hey,
they didn't pay much attention.
Hey,
go away.
Hey.
It's like Navi. Navi
hey,
with
listen.
Link.
Hey, listen.
But yeah, I mean, It was a cool fight, honestly. I like the way that it started out from, you know, the camera being above and them rushing all into each other, and there's, you know, fighting going on.
Yeah.
And then it switched up and it seemed believable. Like, yeah, people were getting their asses kicked for a minute, and then they would come back a little bit. Alex has her new sweet suit.
Her super suit. She was so happy.
She was so happy.
Okay,
super
I lied.
Happy.
My favorite line was, "You don't like your like sweet sweat wicking polo or whatever."
Yeah, I think it was like sweat wicking. You don't miss your polo?
I was like, oh,
shut up,
that's
dad.
Funny. Like, yeah, I'm like, when did you start throwing out one liners like that?
Right. I'm glad Alex got her new super suit and those sweet magnets for the guns. What?
Dude, that is. Like, props to Wynn, man. That was
so
amazing.
Good.
I love it.
I would have been like, what took you so long?
Yeah.
The whole time.
When was this? Like, 6 months ago.
Like, I've been fighting some badass motherfuckers for a long time.
It's been in development, man, okay?
You
can't rush.
You made Jimmy a whole fucking suit.
He was working with newer stuff, trying to do different things. I don't know.
Come on, man. I was just trying to study the Tony Stark tech over there. It takes a while.
Right? Guardian doesn't normally rush into fights like this. You know what I mean? Like,
ew.
So I gotta say the struggle back and forth, especially with Purity and Julia specifically, was pretty cool watching her go back and forth and, you know, finally kind of take over with the powers. I don't know how that happened exactly. She kind of merged the two and still had the powers. And she freaking killed Pestilence. I mean, she got stabbed. She got kind of gutted, but
that was unexpected.
And, yeah.
But she still took out Pestilence mm-hmm. by screaming right in her little face.
And melting it, sort of. Like,
definitely tenderized it.
Jesus.
Tenderized it with sound waves. Shit.
So, the whole turning of the world killers, I think, threw me off. Like, it was really unexpected.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I almost felt like, I know we mentioned this later in the notes, but I almost felt like it was too soon, too fast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when the fight was going off, I really thought this was going to be the struggle of, you know, we always see the heroes go in the battle and then they lose their first attempt at trying to take down, you know, the evils.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I thought that's what we were getting here.
And we kind of did.
We kind of did, sort of, but mm-hmm. it was.
But OK, so here's where I'm. All right. So let's get it all out on the table. So the world killers are now the world killer. Singular. One. Only one world killer. It is Rain.
Not a surprise.
And I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work out for the team. Because it was stated that only a world killer could kill a world killer, or at least heavily implied, like, you know, only one of equal power. But now she's got the power of three. And I expected Sam to kind of be able to turn the way that Purity did, or maybe Purity and Sam could, like, yeah. Purity and Rain could sort of turn and, like, help take down Pestilence, and Pestilence would be, like, the big bad. But this all turned out way differently, and I don't know how you take down a triple threat world killer when it was supposed to be that only one of them could take out another one of them anyway.
That, and honestly, that's why I'm thinking that with them bringing up the kryptonite and them making such a big deal that these world killers were made from Krypton, they have yeah. to. That has to be the ending.
Yeah. Well, like, the only two options they have now, because they know that they can bring Sam back out, is finding a way to, I don't know, somehow separate the two.
Killer and Freddy Krueger land?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Bill or Rain and Freddy Krueger land.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have some nightmare on
Freddy Juru.
Freddy Juru. Yeah, the only option is to, like, just kill them both with the kryptonite. Or go kill Rain and Freddy Krueger land. I like that.
Yeah. I think they're going to have to use kryptonite in some form. And that's probably what the big reveal about Lena knowing how to synthesize it
mm-hmm.
was about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to be. There has to be a goal. And if she ends up using it and saving everybody, the Supergirl forgive her, or does it just make it worse?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she better forgive her is all I got to say. Not my Supergirl. Am I right?
She has to forgive her. Like, she just saved your ass. Wouldn't this be?
And she would never use it to hurt Supergirl.
Wouldn't this technically be twice now? If she saves their ass?
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all getting a little sketchy for me.
The story's loose as fuck.
Really loose.
Yeah.
It's not the tight Supergirl, like, things that we, like, the storyline we believed in over, like, the last two episodes or week or seasons. Jesus, I can't talk.
Good Lord. Yeah. And I don't necessarily mind it being kind of loose because it leaves room for speculation mm-hmm. and theories, and that's neat.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know. I guess I'm just surprised by how differently this went than I anticipated, which is probably good. That's probably good. That's probably good writing, you know?
you sound so sure of yourself.
I know. We hate it, but don't. people not necessarily hate. I'm just kind of like, where's it going?
Because this is a big O for speculation.
Yeah, it left me speculating a lot. Like, where could this go? Are they going to take care of Rain pretty soon? Because this seemed to happen real fast. We have like 5 episodes left. And is something else going to happen? Like, is there going to be a big reveal and some showdown between Lena and Kara, for all we know?
Right.
Is that going to be a thing in this season? Are they going to have to bring someone else in? God knows who, to take down Rain. What the hell is going on?
Well, that, and I always wonder, because they bring up the, you know, that pestilence that would turn into blight or whatever, right?
Right, yeah. She started the blight or became it or whatever the hell.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, now that she's collected all 3, is that the blight? And that was this, like, it wasn't pestilence, it was all of them just combining into one. And that the future never really changed.
Hmm. Yeah. Because
I always wonder about the future thing.
They didn't know, what pestilence looked like anyway.
Yeah, they really didn't. Otherwise, they would have found her real fast.
Hmm. But the blight didn't come around until 30th century.
That's
so
what I'm saying. She could end up leaving. And still turning.
And Alex could get the kid she's always wanted.
Yay!
I was glad that they did not forget that storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that hasn't been brought up in probably, I was going to say months. Well, we haven't been on in months. So
So Alex's first concern when she's one-on-one with Lena, you know, outside of her DEO concerns, where she's a DEO employee and has to say, you know, okay, these are the things that we're concerned about. When she gets like casual off the record one-on-one time with Lena, okay, is Ruby safe? Like that was one of the first things that she had to talk to her about. So I'm glad they brought that up.
Yeah, because that was forgotten by me, at least.
No, it's never been forgotten by me.
Well, sorry. I'm horrible.
Watch a show once in a while. Pay attention.
Sorry, I've only seen 3 episodes in the last 3 months.
Fair.
Seriously. I did like that they kept that going. It also makes me wonder if, seriously, she's going to end up with Ruby, because I don't see Sam coming back from this very easily. If at all.
Well, we've got 5 episodes to figure it out.
Yeah, and the next one looks like a doozy.
I don't remember what the preview was. I watched it. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because
Mama's home.
Yeah, preview, Rain is going after, trying to find Ruby.
Because that is the last link to Sam's, like, life and humanity. That is the only thing that Sam cares about more than anything else is Ruby. If she kills Ruby, Sam loses all will to go on.
Exactly. Yeah. So of course she's going to try and find her. Although I did like in the preview when she's like, did you miss me? And it's Supergirl. It's like, so much. I'm like, damn. So she also had like some kind of contraption that she shoots her with. So
it looked very almost kryptonite-y, almost, maybe not, but it's a something or other. Tell you what.
But if it's already kryptonite-y, that means like, what the hell else is happening if they're going to take her down that fast?
Well, maybe it's not enough. Maybe it's not strong enough. Maybe it's not the right concentration. Maybe whatever, yeah, you know,
things could go wrong again and Supergirl could end up in a hospital bed again.
Well, you got to figure that. And if they're really going to try to separate her, and then you still got to deal with Mama Bitch Face at the Bitchitude? What did we call
Fortress
it?
Fortress of Bitchitude.
Yeah.
Fortress of Bitchitude, yes.
Because we still don't know a lot about her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, demon mom?
Yeah.
Well, we got that crystal, and the crystal's talking to Rain.
Yeah.
She doesn't even need that fortress with its little console that produces a hologram of her. She's just talking straight through the crystal. Go kill the child.
Another voice in my head. Bad enough now that I have my regular human voice. I have my Kryptonian voice.
Great.
And then I have my fairy bitch godmother.
Fairy bitch mother?
Yes.
Fairy god bitch? God bitch. Yeah.
God bitch, yes.
Things are getting complicated up in here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that has to definitely play a part in these episodes. If Sam was the one that came across that, I was like, oh, well, what does this button do?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that will come into play to help bring fairy God bitch down and and rain down.
It's hard
down.
To remember nicknames.
Listen, I don't remember her actual name, so or if it was revealed.
I definitely
so.
Don't remember her name.
Yeah. Like, dude,
I like God
Lord
bitch.
2.0.
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Maxwell Lord?
No, that was dude, that was,
no,
that was
that
the first one? First one.
That was the first one. Nope. See?
See? Yep.
Edge Lord. That's how I remember, because he was a little edge lord, but he was older and mean. Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of people, a lot of nicknames. You know, I just don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. Guys, I'm a little bit stressed, a little bit concerned. We've got 5 episodes left, and it honestly seems like almost too many.
It does. Yes, after two.
I was like, all right, I'm alone.
After two world killers went down this week, I was so confused on what was going on.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to figure out, because I always am. And I'm trying to figure out what the hell is going to happen after this.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going too fast. And so there's got to be something else that happens.
There's got to be something.
Yeah.
They got to find some way to separate it. There's got to be some ending to the Legion. And they're going to go back. So we got to see the Monahell story end. We got to see Hank's dad die
God.
Or do whatever.
Oh, my God. Can we talk about Mon-El for a second?
Uh-oh.
Good Lord, man. Get it together and keep it in your pants. Keep your emotions in your pants, too. Just keep them locked away. Good Lord. Like,
it should be harder to get it out with the new suit.
But, I mean, come on, dude. I can't hold her. I can't hurt my wife. Well, stifle those feelings. You've had a lot longer to get over it than Kara has, and she's doing A-okay because she has to. Be a decent man. Don't be weak again, you little shit. We got you past this. You are a better and stronger and more mature man. I don't need your sob story. Think about how hard it's been for Kara. You have a wife. She's super hot. And also a superhero.
Yeah.
Get over it. Kara has no one. Stop it.
Kara's going to be alone. She's going to be the crazy cat lady by the end of this.
Well, no. Is Mon-El going to leave his wife?
Is he going to stay? He's going
to try. He's going to... You know what? Screw it. I'm predicting it. This is my prediction. Mon-El is going to leave Imra. And he's going to stay in the 21st century. That's what century we're in, right? He's going to stay in the 21st century.
It's been a week, guys.
Yeah. It's been a week. It's been a day. He's going to stay in modern, like current time, 21st century with the DEO, with Kara. And he's going to be like, I know, like, you know, I'm not doing this so that we can be together. I just, you know,
I want to be together.
Yeah. He's like, I'm not taking it off the table, but that's, you know, I'm also not expecting it.
I'm technically not married yet. It's
oh boy.
Early.
Oh my God.
1,000 years too early.
Look at this license. It's not valid yet.
God.
Oh my God.
So yeah,
it's a totally different, like different area codes or different states is a cheating thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I go back in time, if you go in forward, then count. If you go back in time, not cheating.
Weird. Weird rules. What? Honestly, though, he's struggling.
What I hate about doing shows with girls, nobody agrees with me. Ryan and Steve would probably be all about it.
Yeah, it's not cheating. Ooh, I'm Steve.
I mean, I didn't rule it out. I was just thinking about it. I was processing.
I was considering.
You're not wrong. There's some wiggle room there, potentially.
Yeah, there is.
But also, thinking about it in terms of, like, the legends and stuff, still, I don't know. Whatever.
I don't know. It's
Mon-El's leaving his wife.
Real big gray area. And yes, he is.
He was struggling with that this week.
Yeah. Looking at his little necklace that he apparently has in this really tight suit, but it doesn't, like, show through the suit.
Magic pockets, man.
You don't know about the technology in the suit.
I need that technology, man.
Wearing these tight pants.
I like my pants tight, but I also like to be able to carry things without carrying a bag. So those two don't mix.
Exactly. So, Mon-El, can you share? Share that
he would make so much money.
He would.
He would revolutionize the women's fashion industry and make billions of dollars.
And that's why he actually stays.
Yeah. So see, he guys, rich. We figured it out. It's totally fine. We have it all under control.
Once he gets rejected by Kara, he's going to be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to...
That Mon-El is so hot this season.
That Mon-El is a hot little potato. next episode we've got story moving forward with Ruby and Rain. She's going after her to try and kill Sam's humanity, blah, blah, blah. That's all good and well. There's going to be some headway there. But honestly, four more episodes after that, what is going to happen?
No.
How do we stretch this? Like you said, there's got to be an end to the Legion story. I feel like...
Yeah, they've got quite a few.
I feel like they're going to go away and Mon-El's going to stay, or he's going to convince them to stay, convince them that they should, but it doesn't seem like Imra wants to stay past, Pestilence is done for, so we just go away now.
How disappointing would it be to go back to your time and your sister's still dead?
Right.
You did all this for nothing.
Womp womp.
Womp womp indeed.
Yeah.
I
mean, they have a lot of storylines to close up, so.
Well, then that's the thing. And we don't want the finale to be like 20 minutes of them fighting Rain and then 40 minutes or 22 minutes of them being like, Hank's dad's dead. Feelings. You guys are leaving and you're adopting Ruby.
Yeah.
Are we going to get filler?
I don't know. I don't think we have time.
That third to last episode is always kind of bullshit, though.
Yes, it is.
True.
Every season in each one of these shows,
I'm
it's
not
always
lie,
kind of bullshit.
Because that was Flash this week.
Was it?
Yes, it was.
I haven't watched it yet, so.
I haven't either. I'm behind. I can't remember how far behind I am. So I started watching the.
You're just watching trailers to see if you recognize anything.
No, I started watching, I think it was like 17. Or something, whatever is like the last available episode, like the earliest available episode on the CW app. And I was like, I don't know if this is where I am or not. And then I just started kind of tuning out. I was like, whatever. So,
at least I know not to expect anything like too exciting when I watch Flash tonight.
No.
Yeah, it's always like the episode right before the season finale.
It's like, let's bring it down a little bit so we can hit that peak.
Yeah. Well, I think also budgeting reasons, too. I think it's a lot of things. It's pacing, let's bring it down a little bit. People will be like, I mean, it was a good episode, but it wasn't the best. And then the next week happens and they're like, it's the greatest thing to ever happen. Yeah. There's so much action.
That seems to be the formula for shows. And they also use that bullshit episode to like set it up.
Yeah. And
set it up and end any storylines that they
might have loose, the lower level ones.
Lower level loose ends that they don't want to carry over into the next season, or they set it up for next season and like, hey, we're not going to touch this for the next two episodes. We'll see you next season.
I was listening to Stern, and they had the Riddler on from that show We Don't Talk About. And he brought it up about how they don't do anything during the season to hold off till the last two episodes to have like their budget blown. So it's just like, He flat out said it, and I was laughing. I'm like, yeah, we always make that comparison on our show.
Yeah,
we do.
So,
I mean, I was even looking at the CG this episode. I'm like, well, remember that one episode where the CG was awful?
The show that must not be named.
That's gonna get canceled.
Oh God, I hope so. Cancel it. Anyway,
yeah, please.
Anywho, so not to isolate anyone that actually watches that show, but yeah, no, the CG looks pretty good in this episode.
My bad. Yeah, CG, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex's guns were pretty neat. That was pretty cool. Pew pew. I just don't know. We've got two episodes, and then we've got filler episode, which is probably going to be a lot of emotional and like, Rain's nowhere to be found, so let's talk about Mon-El and Kara, and maybe Hank's dad will die. Like, that's going to be that
they'll
episode.
They'll bring up the Ruby thing and be like, where do you want to go if we can't find your mom?
We need to make arrangements just in case we can't get her back. That's going to be the third to last episode. It's all of those interpersonal things, and like, maybe even we'll get an episode with the Lena and Kara crap. I feel like one episode might be dedicated to her synthesizing kryptonite and working with the DEO to figure out how to track down Rain. And then Kara's going to fight with her because she knows that she knows how to make kryptonite now and she never told anyone and blah, blah, blah. And then maybe we'll finally get her admitting that she's Supergirl. Maybe.
It'd be nice. Little hypocrite.
I don't know. All right. Any final thoughts on this episode? Anything like that, guys?
Again, for me, it was just confusing. The whole thing made me angry at her for the first time in three seasons, even when the episodes were shitty for the first six.
You know,
where we were struggling getting through. And I didn't hate her. It was gullible. It was sweet. It was caring. And this episode, it was just like, it was a weird switch out of nowhere to where I was rooting against her for the first time. Like, I hope she gets you with the kryptonite now.
Girl, I hope she hits you with that. Slather on a little bit of kryptonite lotion and just backhand her.
Like, you deserve this.
Just one time. For me, Lena, please do it. Just because I wanted to.
But, I mean, legitimately, if people were to ask me, that would be my thoughts on this episode. It was just a strange, out of character type thing.
It was a little off kilter, for sure.
So.
Yeah. Basically, the same feelings over here. I was really confused. It took a completely different turn than I was expecting. And I kind of wish that we still had three world killers.
Well, this could be that episode that at the end we look back and we're like, okay, it was good. It made sense.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so here, to go with that, what I was kind of thinking about this episode is that I think the end of this episode and what happened would have been more, and I didn't necessarily view it negatively. It was just kind of like, crap. Wait a second. We have how many episodes left? How is this going to work? What? How are they going to, like, just lots of questions. I was just thrown off more than anything else. I wasn't necessarily like, this is bullshit. And I don't think you guys were either necessarily.
No, it was pretty much the same thoughts. Like, wait, what? What's happening?
So I think it would have been more like a, whoa, oh my God, how are they going to do this? Like more positive, more enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. Had Kara not been a little
twat.
Yep. There's a word for it. Had she not been obnoxious the whole episode with like, me, I want to know if Lena's lying, but I don't want to do the legwork on it. And I don't want to go with my gut feelings on her.
You're a Luther. You're bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to go with my gut feelings. Hey, Jimmy, let's put your entire relationship at risk.
If Kara had not acted the way that she acted throughout this episode, I think there would have been less of a negative taste in my mouth and I would have been more enthusiastic about the episode in general, which would have led to like, holy crap, the world killers are just one world killer. But instead, we're all just kind of sitting here like, what's going to happen?
Yeah, that first,
but not
the
like
first, the
happy
first
and excited
was what weirded me out.
It put me, at least, in like a weird kind of down kind of, but like it dulled my enthusiasm just because I was like, wow, this is a bummer.
Yeah. You're like, other things are going on, but I'm still focused on those first 15 minutes.
Not like sad bummer, just like, oh, wow, that kind of sucks. So I feel like this was a good ending. It was a good plot twist. It was a well-written plot twist of like, oh, holy crap. You know, anything that kind of turns our theories on its head, that's great. But it was not as amazing as it could have felt had we not had that sour taste in our mouth from Kara being a little jerk butt the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So here's to hoping that she will not be a twat waffle the next episode.
Hear, hear. All right. Well, I think that wraps things up for today's DC on CW Supergirl edition. And remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on CW episodes through the Rain Man digital app. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at DC on CW, Facebook.com/DC on CW, and our Instagram is at DC_on_CW. And we'll catch you next time.
How did you do that?
I'm Supergirl.
You're who now?